Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm still here in Canawan Island, here in the Grenadines, and I'm here at Soho House Canawan, and I'm here with Batu Aram, who is the general manager of this wonderful boutique property. A lot of us think of Soho as being house as being a club for members, but this one actually is open to the public, and it's a lovely kind of laid-back resort, if you can't figure that out by now, and we're going to sort of walk you through that and talk to Batu about this property and how you can book your clients here, and you'll find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Batu, first of all, it's wonderful to meet you here. You have a really amazing little property here. It's only, 40-some rooms, right?
40 rooms and three different categories, James. Pleasure to have you here experiencing the Canawan magic.
Now, tell us a little bit about the history of this property. When did it become a Soho House, and what was it before?
So Canawan has been an island where it's well known by the sailors in the community. And this property used to be called Tamarind Beach Hotel. It was the meeting ground for the yachties, for the catamaran lovers, the sailors. And just 3 years ago, we reimagined it as a Soho House, the first and only Caribbean outpost for our brand.
Yeah, I mean, I know Soho House in New York, and I think there are a number of locations around the world as a club. Now, tell us a little bit about where we are located, because a lot of people, you say Canawan, and people say, where?
So I'll have two different answers to this. For our favorite ones, we're very close to you. For the ones that we want to keep the secret for, we're very far away. But geographically speaking, we're right in the middle of the Grenadines, in between Barbados and St. Lucia, also St. Vincent, Grenada, Mustique, Bekwe, and Union Islands. So we're really right in the heart of the Eastern Caribbean.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous thing. It took me about 4 hours to get down to Barbados and then another private flight over here to Canawan, about a 50-minute flight, although there is a jet that gets here in about 20 minutes. So now, as I said, this is really the only public Soho House right now that the public can come in and stay, right?
Yeah, so this is it's a deeper conversation just to say membership versus open to public, that transition and how that looks for our clubs. And each club location manages that individually. But for Canawan in particular, non-members can book our rooms, and members can book our rooms. The non-members do pay a different rate. So the Canawan magic that I started this conversation with, whether you're a member or not, coming to Canawan, you do that intentionally. It's not a place you just stumble across.
Yeah.
So if you have that intention and you plan a trip and you want to come to see the Canawan Island and it's what it has to offer in terms of its separation to the real world, you're automatically a member of Canawan.
No, and you are. It is a lovely island, and I was up here. I'm unfortunately not staying with you this time. I'm up at the Mandarin Oriental, but the general manager up there suggested I come down and talk with you because you actually have common ownership, right?
Yes, correct. So we manage this property as the brand Soho House, and we are bound by ownership with the Mandarin Oriental. So we have a unique sisterhood.
Well, it's sister, but it's a totally different kind of experience, a much more boutique, laid-back, on-the-beach type of experience. Now, you did say you have 40 keys, and then some of these suites, I think, are perfectly lovely, amazingly large beds, balconies. Some of the suites have sitting rooms, very comfortable accommodations, right?
Correct. And, you know, when you think about the destination, you don't really get to have a lot of that beach walkouts in these type of accommodations. It's only 40 feet away from you to walk away from your balcony to the water, so.
That's not too bad.
I've seen worse.
I know. And of course, then you do have F&B. You have a restaurant here, and you have, three or four bars, right?
Correct. So we have a beach bar, a palapa bar. Our main restaurant is an all-day restaurant, so lunch and dinner menu that we run throughout the day. We do specific events and programming on Saturdays. It's called the Soho Saturday. It's where everybody comes to meet, and we have a local DJ that plays every Saturday. Sunday mornings we have Mama's brunch. Mama's our sous chef, so she does the local saltfish and bakes. Thursdays is our karaoke and Grenadine street food. Tuesday is our jetty dinner, and that's where everybody gets to meet and connect and share the Canwan magic.
Well, this is it. This is a very social kind of place where you can meet a lot of different people, and you can hear music, and it's different. And you do have everything. I mean, I saw you have a boutique, you have a deli, and you actually have a small spa as well, right?
Yeah, Cowshed is our house brand. It started in Babington some time ago, and we wanted to reimagine it in this location in Canwan. And from your local sea moss based massage oils to local aloe vera based massage oils, we really tailored for the destination.
No, and it really is. It's a lovely facility, and there's yoga, and there's all kinds of things going on. And I mean, the only thing I didn't see here is a pool. You don't really have a pool, right?
That we share with Mandarin at this time, but there's a very large one out there.
Yeah, I know. The little thing called the well, on one side, we're actually on the Atlantic side, right?
Caribbean side, yeah.
This is on the Caribbean side.
Yeah, and Mandarin is on the Atlantic side, and they have a beautiful pool. We're thinking about a pool, adding on at a later stage, but for the time being, I guess we got to do with what we have in the ocean.
You mentioned Mandarin. You do share certain services with the Mandarin Oriental, right?
Correct. I mean, I think there are two things that's unique about this island. When you think about having the Mandarin Oriental, the Soho House, the Canwan Estates, the Villa Community, the Sandy Lane Marina, which is the expansion and extension of the Sandy Lane property in Barbados, we all represent Canwan. And the Canwan story that we tell, the essence of it remains the same. So only thing that changes when you go to these properties is your storyteller. Right. However, the core Canwan magic is what you would expect it to be. The second most unique part of it is the integration of the local life. We enhance each other's existence. You know, nowadays I call the overly contemporized Caribbean destinations all have that big thick curtain between local life and the resort life. Here, that's non-existent.
And you're not too far from the main downtown here, right?
No, you walk out the house and there's the convenience store. You see the schools walking, school kids going to the school. The marketplace is there. That's what we like to be a part of. And we're shaping a destination through the lenses of luxury hospitality brands. And not just one of them, multiple of them working cohesively together.
Absolutely. Now, who are your guests? I mean, you have members, but I've seen a few people out here. Some of them were actually travel advisors walking around doing a tour. Do they tend to be younger? Do they tend to be older? Who are they?
Young and young at heart. There isn't really an age stamp to put on our profile of members and guests. But whoever seeks the second summit in their travels, whoever seeks an impactful journey within and to the host community, are really our clientele.
And you also have families here as well, right?
Correct. Families and couples traveling, group of friends. It's a very diverse community. And we tailor experiences based on who our clientele is. There's no cookie cutting here.
Well, you had a wonderful programming you mentioned earlier, but what do guests do for the most part here?
Well, depends. To start off with, the Canwan experience is about being stripped off of your titles. The moment that you land here, you're a CEO, CFO, doctor, dentist, lawyer, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. You're an islander. And that's what you come here for. You're coming here to be worry-free, and it's a bubble that you don't get to hear much about the gas prices, the wars, and many of those news that we get bombarded with in our day-to-day lives. The only worry you have here is what's the catch of the day.
and I'm sure you can come up with the answer for that one. But
yeah, but outside of that, I'm a kite surfer, I'm a diver. I also enjoy the nature. This is a volcanic terrain, so we have quite a bit of hiking trails. Golfing is a big pull to this destination. But just that reset and recalibration is what travelers need nowadays.
Absolutely, and you can do a lot of resetting here. It's just such a laid-back place, very easy to walk around. You're really close by, and you are definitely right on the Caribbean, the ocean right here. Now, what else do you want to tell our 126,000 travel advisors about the experience here at Soho House Canwan?
This is a unique place, and I've been saying this. When you hear the name Soho House, when you hear the name Mandarin Oriental, there are some bells that are ringing. When you hear the name Canwan, there aren't many. This is a destination that needs the type of awareness to the right audience. And it's a unique setting. It's one of those destinations when you have clients asking you, you know, I've been there, I've done that. Now, what else is next? Where to go? And if you are looking for a destination where you don't have to worry ever about putting a towel on a beach lounger, and to know that there's a space for you wherever you go, there are no lines, there's seeing the stars every night, this is your place, and this is the alternative way of experiencing the timeless Caribbean.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. And whether you do it here at Soho House, whether you do it up in the Mandarin Oriental, this is a getaway. This is, you know, you're, you know, it's one of these places that's off the beaten path, but so welcoming and such a quiet place to enjoy life here. Again, I want to thank you. Also, and where can travel advisors find more about Soho House Kanawon?
Going onto the website is absolutely the easiest way. When you go onto sohouse.com and you can pick the bedrooms and just go from Kanawon and we take it from there. What's important to note there is that we don't only look after the accommodations, but we also look after the logistics and transportation bit okay. when booking. So the moment that you reach out to us via email, we would be providing your concierge service basically and make sure that we get all the logistics set. So you can email us through the information that you can find through sohouse.com.
Batu, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to come here and take a look at this. I'm not staying here, but boy, maybe next time we'll see what happens. It is a beautiful little property, boutique property, and it's just kind of the perfect relaxation point. Congratulations. How long have you been here, by the way?
A year and a half, and I just got a phone call a year and a half ago when I was in Turks. I just opened another boutique property out that way, and it was an interesting transition to come from a very popular Caribbean destination to one where we're building a destination together with multiple brands involved.
Well, congratulations on that move, and it really is a beautiful island, and you have a beautiful resort. Again, thank you so much.
James, great to have you, and hope you'll be back.
I will. I'm James Schellinglaw, here once again in Kanawon, here at Soho House, and this is Insider Travel Report.